Okay, let's unpack this. Have you ever felt that quiet unease, that shiver when you think about what might be lurking just out of sight?
Or maybe the opposite, that sheer weight of a crisis everyone can see just bearing down on you, completely unavoidable.
Exactly. That feeling of the unknown versus the overwhelming fear of the obvious. They both hit us pretty hard, don't they?
They really do. Different kinds of stress, but both powerful.
Well, today, our deep dive takes us into some excerpts from the Faith Beams GP podcast.
Specifically their episode 6. It's titled Protected from the Darkness, Trusting God in Hidden Threats.
Right. And our mission, as always, is to explore how this particular source approaches these, universal human fears.
We're aiming to distill its core ideas, its interpretations.
Yeah, help you understand its unique perspective. We're not here to endorse or refute its specific viewpoints, just lay out what it says.
It's definitely an interesting lens, though, looking at anxieties through this specific biblical verse, Psalm 91.6.
And it presents faith as a kind of, well, a powerful shield.
Yeah, and what's particularly insightful, I think, from this source is how it uses that single verse, Psalm 91.6.
Questions.
Nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday.
Okay.
And the podcast uses that to differentiate between two really distinct types of threats. That's the core idea.
Two types.
Yeah, it interprets pestilence in the dark as those hidden, silent dangers, the things we often can't see coming. And then plague at midday represents the visible, overwhelming crises that hit us publicly.
That distinction is quite clever, isn't it? Acknowledges different kinds of fear.
He does. It gives them separate categories almost.
Absolutely. It's fascinating how it categorizes fear like that. And then the podcast makes this, well, pretty bold promise.
Right. It says that you, the listener, will not fear either one, both the hidden and the obvious.
So, okay, let's examine how it builds that case, starting with the pestilence that stalks in
The
darkness.
hidden threats.
Yeah. And the source doesn't just leave it at, vague fears. It gets specific.
What does it list?
It describes this as things like silent diseases, mental illness, emotional trauma.
Okay, so internal struggles too.
Yes, and also external hidden things like financial sabotage, even what it calls spiritual attacks that creep in undetected.
Wow, okay. And secret betrayals too, presumably.
Exactly. It's essentially anything unseen that, gnaws at you.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And this podcast emphasizes that even when we don't see the threat coming, it suggests there's some kind of protective force at work. It even draws on another verse here, Psalm 121.7.
Which says,
The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. It uses this to back up the idea of invisible defense.
okay, so it's building a case using scripture.
Right. And as an illustration of this invisible defense, the source shares a story about Daniela, a young nurse from São Paulo, Brazil.
Personal testimony. Those are often powerful in this kind of material.
Very. According to the podcast, she worked with patients right at the peak of the pandemic, surrounded by sickness, fear.
A really tough situation.
Absolutely. But the story goes that after crying out and praying Psalm 91, she reportedly experienced supernatural safety.
Meaning.
She never contracted the virus despite serving hundreds of patients. That's the narrative they present, a kind of divine protection.
That's certainly a compelling personal story. It really highlights the subjective power of belief in such situations.
It does. And the podcast doesn't stop there with the darkness concept. It moves into something it calls the midnight season.
The midnight season, what's that about?
Well, it explains that in the spiritual realm, apparently midnight is seen as a time of high activity, both good and bad.
Okay.
So the podcast suggests that this pestilence that stalks in darkness can also manifest internally as things like panic attacks, nightmares.
Ah, so linking it to psychological distress.
Exactly. Secret emotional pain, hidden temptations, doubt, depression. It's extending that idea of an unseen threat right into our internal landscape.
Makes sense. It's broadening the definition of darkness.
Indeed. And, this raises an important question. How does someone find peace when they're dealing with such deeply personal, silent struggles?
Good question. Does the podcast offer an answer?
It offers another testimony, this time from Anil. He's a delivery driver in Berbice, Guyana.
Okay, another personal story.
Yes. Apparently, after his mother passed away, Anil suffered from really bad panic attacks. They'd wake him up at 3 a.m. Terrible
It,
stuff.
that sounds awful.
Yeah. And the source states he found peace. How? By playing Psalm 91 on audio every single night.
Just listening to it.
Just listening. And he claims it slowly brought a feeling of peace instead of that intense terror.
Interesting.
It really speaks to the idea that the shield mentioned isn't just external protection, but maybe something that can bring an internal shift from terror to calm.
That does make a lot of sense. I mean, the psychological impact of rituals or focused listening like that can be quite profound, regardless of the specific content.
True. So having explored these quieter, creeping anxieties, the hidden things.
Right, the darkness part.
The podcast then turns its attention to the other side of the coin. The big, overwhelming, inescapable crises.
The ones that hit us head on that everyone sees.
Exactly. It shifts to the plague that destroys at midday.
Okay, so the opposite of hidden.
Completely.
Yeah.
This is described as obvious diseases, global pandemics, very relevant recently, of course.
Mm-hmm. Public tragedies, too.
Yes. Public tragedies, economic collapse, sudden losses, things that are undeniably public and experienced widely.
Right. Impossible to ignore.
Impossible. Yet the source reiterates that same promise from Psalm 91. It suggests you will not fear these overwhelming threats either.
That's a very bold claim, isn't it? Especially when panic is all around you.
Extremely bold. How can one remain unaffected or even, as the source suggests, prosper when everyone else is struggling?
Does it give an example for this one, too?
It does. It talks about Selena from Port of Spain in Trinidad. She runs a school program.
Okay.
So when the lockdown hit, she faced, you know, the potential loss of students, income, the usual worries many face.
They're a very common scenario.
But according to the podcast, she started incorporating Psalm 91 into her staff's morning prayers.
Mm.
And her program apparently not only survived, but quite surprisingly, it expanded, gained more students than before the lockdown.
Expanded during lockdown. That's counterintuitive.
Very. And the source material puts it quite plainly. Faith doesn't remove the plague. It protects and promotes you through it.
That's a key distinction. Not removing the problem, but changing your experience within it.
Exactly. It's subtle but profound. It suggests faith enables thriving through adversity, not just magically escaping it.
So, okay, let's bring this together. What does this all mean for you, the listener, when you're facing something you feel you can't control?
Well, this podcast really emphasizes that whether you're, say, afraid of the future, unsure about a health diagnosis,
or carrying the weight of your family, maybe fighting those silent battles we talked about.
Right. It presents Psalm 91.6 as almost like a prophetic statement. It's framed as a higher power saying essentially, I've already gone ahead of you.
The hidden things won't harm you and the visible battles won't overtake you. Something like that.
Precisely.
Yeah.
It presents a framework, really, for trusting in an external, unseen force when you're confronting the uncontrollable.
Okay, so just to quickly recap the core distinction this material makes, because it's central here.
Good idea.
It's between the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, which the source defines as things like silent diseases, mental illness, emotional trauma, financial sabotage, spiritual attacks, secret betrayals.
All the hidden stuff.
Right. And then the plague that destroys at midday.
Which covers the obvious things.
Yeah.
Diseases we all know about. Global pandemics, public tragedies, economic collapse, sudden, visible loss.
Got it. Darkness versus midday.
Yeah.
Hidden versus obvious.
Yeah. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, the Faith Beams GP podcast, through these stories, presents a really compelling narrative.
A narrative where divine protection is claimed against both types of threats.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We heard about Daniela, the nurse in Brazil during the pandemic, who reportedly experienced supernatural safety.
Mm.
Then Enel in Guyana, finding peace from debilitating panic attacks just by listening to Psalm 91.
Right, the audio listener.
And Selena in Trinidad, whose school program actually expanded during a lockdown, which she attributed to playing Psalm 91.
So through these examples, the podcast is reinforcing that statement.
That faith doesn't remove the plague. It protects and promotes you through it.
It suggests that for these individuals, perhaps the effectiveness of this shield wasn't just about divine intervention, maybe.
Well, the source presents it as divine, but you could also see how it connects to a psychological transformation. Moving from terror to peace, maybe.
Which could certainly enable people to navigate crises with, well, remarkable resilience.
Absolutely. A shift in mindset can be incredibly powerful.
So when you, our listener, are facing something you can't control, whether it's one of those unspoken hidden fears or a very public crisis.
This source emphasizes the power of having a belief system, some kind of framework for navigating those anxieties.
It seems to be about how individuals define and find their own sense of security, their shield, in the face of all that uncertainty.
Which does raise a really important question, I think, for anyone listening.
Go on.
In a world that's definitely full of both unseen dangers and very overt crises. How do we, as individuals, define and find our own shield? What does that look like for each of us?
Yeah, is it through specific practices like the ones suggested in this podcast of, you know, praying, anointing, declaring protection, listening to texts?
Or are there other ways we prepare ourselves, other ways we build resilience for what's hidden and what's blindingly obvious? It's a personal thing, isn't it?
It really is. Something to think about.
Definitely food for thought.
So until our next deep dive, maybe keep pondering that. What truly empowers you to feel fearless, or at least less fearful, even when things feel dark or overwhelming?